In Rav Chiya, we learned that Rav Chiya is mechadish, that not only Piv is mechayev amayid b'miktas, but even Haggadah Seydis is also mechayev ishuas amayid b'miktas. And as an extension of that, we learned the machlekes d'shach and the sma. I'd like to review the machlekes d'shach and the sma, be myself a little bit, so that hopefully you'll have... The goal is to understand clearly the machlekes d'shach and the sma. The shach says a chiddush, that not only is a maida b'miktas possible when someone's maida b'peh, and not only is it shayach, like Rav Chiya says, when edim are mechayev b'miktas, but even if it's a psak bezdin, that's mechayev b'miktas, the person says he's a kaifer akel, but the psak bezdin makes him into a maida b'miktas. That's a third way of having maida b'miktas. If somebody says, you owe me $100, he says, I owe you nothing. And Bezdin, if they're reviewing the rayas, says, you chayev 50. The person not only has to pay the 50 is chayev, but as a maida b'miktas, he has to swear on the second 50. Because that's the third case of maida b'miktas. The ikur raya of the shach is a svara. His svara is, lo yehei psak Bezdin, the Bezdin should be worse than Stam to Edim in the street. If Bezdin paskins, it should be just as good as two Edim. And if two Edim are Mechayev Yeshuas Maidim and Mitzas, who adin, Psak Bezdin should be Mechayev Yeshuas Maidim and Mitzas. That's the sheet of the Shach. The Sma disagrees. The Sma holds that a Psak Bezdin is not Mechayev Yeshuas Maidim and Mitzas. It's only Piv. Or Haggadah Seydis, that a Mechayev Yeshuas Maida B'Miktas. So we have here a Machlokes. Two people have a Din Torah, they go to Bezdin. And Bezdin paskins, he pays Miktas, so he certainly has to pay that amount. Is the Chayev Yeshua on the rest? That's a Machlokes between the Shach and the Sma. What we're going to do today is deal with two things. One, the raya to the shach, try to answer it like the sma. And number two, the raya to the sma, we'll try to answer it like the shach. Are you follow? We're going to go through the ikaraya to each shita and try to answer it like the other shita. That's our goal today, to understand the shach and sma, the two rayas, and we'll see how this machlokes becomes really a much greater machlokes. All right. What is the ikaraya of the shach against the sma? His ikaraya is from our sugim. In our gemara, the gemara says v'tana tuna. I'll prove to you Reb Chiya shita. Shnayim azim betalis. Zayim rani matasiyah. Zayim rani matasiyah v'chulu. Pahacha kimin detafis anan sadi may detafis haydi day. Zok the shach. Our mishnah is a mayde b'miktas. According to the sugya, how is our mishnah maida b'miktas? There was no pair that was maida b'miktas. The person with the talis was kaifer akel. He said it's kulishali. There were no witnesses that actually walked in and said anything. So how is it a maida b'miktas in our mishnah? It must be. Pshat in the gemara is that Bezdin's psak of you get half. The psak Bezdin makes it a maida b'miktas. When the Gemara says on Atzadi that Chetz Yishalai, the Gemara means to say that whatever mechanism Bezdin uses to come to that psak is an Atzadi that it's Chetz Yishalai. So Zok the Shach, our Gemara is a raya to his shita, and it's Shver in the Sman. That's the main raya. If you want to be Shach, that's his Zikar raya. The strong raya against the shach, to the sma, which we'll see in a minute the shach deals with, is the machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ga'inim, which I mentioned at the end of Shir last week. The machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ga'inim was in a case where someone grabbed money from someone else. They grabbed money from someone else in front of Eidim. In front of an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad saw him grab money. So they came to Bezdin. The Eid Echad says he stole money. So he says, in Chatfi, I grabbed $20. V'didi Chatfi, and what I grabbed is mine. It's my $20. It was really mine. He really stole it from me first. The Eidim didn't see that. I took a grab 20, but it's mine. I'm potter. He says, I'm potter. The Teveya says, no. You grabbed $100 from me. You grabbed the money from me. And Loimi boy, the other 80, you certainly have to give back. But even the 20 you say is yours. It's baloney. The whole 100, you owe me 100. So in that case, the Teveya is Teveya 100. The Nitva says what? The Nitva himself is Kaifer HaKoyal. He says, I owe you nothing. 80 because I never grabbed. And 20 that I did grab is mine. And Bezin sits down to Paschal. So Bezin says, let's see. There's an Eid Echad that he grabbed. So he has to swear against the Eid Echad and claim he didn't grab. He can't swear that way because he's made that he grabbed. So 20 he has to pay. So Bezin and Paschal, let's see, 20 you have to pay. Now, once Bezin and Paschal, he has to pay 20. So that's the Pesach Bezin. There's no question he has to pay the $20 that he admits he grabbed $20. He says the Dichatfi, he can't prove it. So he has to return the $20. Is he now a Maida B'Miktsas or not? Now that Bezin and Paschal, you pay 20. And the other person says, you owe me 100. And the Pesach Bezin is paid 20. Should we say that now you've become a Maida B'Miktsas? So what?
Why don't we just get a case?
Why should we say it closed? The Bezin's Pesach was,
you
have to pay 20.
So now everything else is clear.
It means the Pesach day doesn't have to pay 80. That's right. What I'm saying. Okay, we're going to see. Somebody talks about that, Machinami, but let me just finish the raya. The Pesach Bezdin is a Yechayev 20. So the Gain and Paskin, that's a Maida B'Mitzas, and he has to swear. The Rambam disagreed. The Rambam says it's not a Maida B'Mitzas, because he says I'm Pata Lagamri, he's really Kaifer HaKoyel. And he does not have to swear a shvus maida b'miktas. L'chayra, it seems that this machlokes the Gaonim and the Rambam is mamish the machlokes the Shach and the Sraz, the same machlokes. What's the case? The person himself says, I'm potter. The 20 I grabbed is mine. The person says, I'm potter. The Bezin Paskin did chayav miktas. The Gaonim said, Ramayda b'mitzas, same as the shach. The guy in the mishita is a shach. The Rambam paskin, you're not a mayda b'mitzas because you weren't mayda anything. The Rambam is like the sma. So what do we have to see? Do we paskin like the guy in or like the Rambam? So the mechaber paskins like the Rambam that you're not a mayda b'mitzas in this case, and that seems to be a raya to the sma. You're not a Maida B'Miktas. And even though Bezin Paskin Yechayev Miktas, you're not a Maida B'Miktas, that's a riot of the smell. So this is, in the Kitzer, where we're holding. We have a Machlokes Shach and Smah. We have a riot to the Shach from our Gemara, which found the Smah. We have a riot to the Smah from the Machlokes to Rambam and the Gaon, that's found the Shach. And today we're going to go through how to deal with these two rayas. Start with the first raya, which is our sugya. Our sugya has kedimut. So let's start with our sugya, the raya to the shach. Why did the shach say that our gemara is the feirish like me that you're a maida b'miktas? How so? It brings a raya from our mishnah, the Tana Tuna. The gemara brings a raya from our mishnah. The mishnah said that you have to swear, and the Gemara says the Shavuos Maida B'Miktas. Why do you have to swear? There was no Haidar's Tiv, and there were no two Edim, must be the Gemara means you swear based on a Psak Bezdin. If you swear based on a Psak Bezdin, it's up to Shach, it's a Raya to me, that a Psak Bezdin makes a person a Mamedim. So the Ketzais comes to defend the Sma. The Ketzais defends the Sma from the Shach, and what he says is two steps. A Svara, then our Gemara. And the concisest Svara is the following. What did the Shach say? If Bezdin Paskins, Yechayiv 20, you're a might of a Miktas, because Bezdin Paskins, Yechayiv 20. Time is the concise. What do you mean, the Psak Bezdin, that Yechayiv 20 makes you a might of a Miktas? The concise time is, like Avram David started to say before, that Bezdin Paskin both sides. Baz the Bezdin Paskin, Yechayiv 20 and Yepoter 80. In each of these cases, Bezdin Paskin both sides of it. It was a Din Torah in Bezdin. And let's say in the case of the Rambam and the Gaon. So Bezdin Paskin, Yechayiv 20 and Yepoter from 80. Or let's say in the case where a person says, I paid you 50. And I paid 50 was ribbis. So Bezdin Paskins, the 50 of ribbis you have to pay, the other 50 a potter. So it's taka true Bezdin Paskin Yechayiv b'miktas. But just like Bezdin Paskin Yechayiv 150, they also Paskin the reverse, that you potter the other 50. So if you look at the Psak Bezdin, that it has the strength of Eidim, that was the Shach's Taina, like the hey, Psak Bezdin Geruah Meshtei Eidim. Let's say you look at the Psak Bezdin like Edus. What would happen if you say I owe you 100, I say I'm Potter, and two Edim come into Bezdin, and they say we know you owe 50, and we know you paid back 50. They say they know both sides. So I'm not a Maida that makes sense. Just like the Edim say they know I owe 50, they're saying they know I'm Potter from 50. I don't have to swear and something Edim say they know. A Maida B'miktas is only when the Edim say I owe 50 and they don't know the other 50. So the other person has an advantage over me. On the Miktas, I'm Chayiv. On the other Miktas, we don't know. So there I have to swear. But where, if Edim would know both sides, that's not a Maida B'miktas. That's not Edim on Miktas. If Edim would know I'm Chayiv 50 and they know I paid the other 50, there'd be no Shvua. If so, if they're only made on Miktas, that's Rav Chiya.
They are being made on Miktas, I think, 50 out of 100.
No, they're made on the whole thing. If they say, they know I owe 50, and they know I'm put on 50, they're saying they know everything. So, of course, I don't have to swear. If Edom say they know the truth, we believe the Edom. So, if you're going to say a Psak Bezdin is no worse than Edis, so then a Psak Bezdin is exactly the same thing. Bezdin Paskin, I owe 50, and I'm Pater from 50. Or in the Gaonim's case, Bezdin Paskin, I owe 20, and I'm Pater from 80. It was a Psak Bezdin on the whole thing. Anytime there's a Psak Bezdin on the whole thing, I'm not a Moed of the Miktas now. Because without the Psak Bezdin, I'm a Kaifer HaKayel. With the Psak Bezdin, Bezdin Paskin both sides, why should I swear? The Mele is up to Ktsais. The Psak Bezdin doesn't make me a Moed of the Miktas. So what does it? The Psak Bezdin does it.
The Psak Bezdin.
Hold on to your taino. I'll answer that soon. Yeah, same taino. All right, so I should take concise. You follow the concise. Right, you have to have what the concise is saying because it's really it's at the core of the whole thing. The concise holds, and we have complaints against the concise, which we'll get to. But the Ketzais says that a Psak Bezdin, Shach's time, a Psak Bezdin is not worse than Edim. It says a Psak Bezdin is taka stronger than Edim. But every Psak is in both directions. Bezdin Paskin, you pay this, you don't pay that. Psak is the Psak. So Memeli, there's nobody to be mixed up. So that's how the Ketzais is explaining the Sma Svara. I the raya from our Gemara. The Shach said it to the Beferish Gemara. Our Gemara says Tana Tuna, it's a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a might of a mitzvah. The Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph said that the raya from our Mishnah is no raya. Why? The lashon of the Gemara is in Dalet Amud Aleph. Ki hecha di ikan ansadi lahai, ikan ansadi lahai. Well, it's kimfu from our Mishnah. Just like one person has an ansadi, the other person has an ansadi. So the tzais, the shach is right. An ansadi means psak bezdin. The Gemara here thought the psak bezdin makes him a might of a mitzvah, like the shach. What does the Gemara mean when it slugs it up? That the Ktzais, the Gemara is saying, my Svara. What was the Ktzais' Svara? That there's a Psak Bezdin on both sides. Bezdin Paskin, if the talis is yours, if is yours. Bezdin Paskin, 20 you pay, 80 you don't pay. Whatever Bezdin Paskin, there are two sides to it. So the Ktzais, that's what the Gemara is saying later. The Gemara Taka on Gimel Amud Aleph is like the Shach, but it's not the Maskana. The Maskana is that by Psak Bezdin, meaning of Psak Bezdin on this side, the Psak Bezdin on the other side, and therefore they're all equal. You don't swear. Oh, because the Shach holds a different Shach in the Maskana, some male to life and they have a meaning. But if you hold the Gemara slugs up, you're the Svara, then the Maskana can't bring a right and they have a meaning. If that's good for the Svara and the have a meaning, that would be a problem. In order to understand the Shach, we're going to have to understand that this maskana is a kasha dafka in this case, and it doesn't apply to other cases. But the way the Ktzais goes the maskana, it slugs up every case in the shach. There's a psak bezdin on both sides, finished. And we'll take a come to defending the shach. But this is the way the Ktzais, you follow? I think the Ktzais is a very geshmaka svara. There's, it could be a mefakfik on the svara. But it's a chap, it's a nice. It's a chap that by psak bezdin, there's a psak both sides. So it's not mechayiv any one side, it might have been mixed up the kishra. Why? Bezdin Paskin is cut down the 80. Okay, let's see if you're right. Let's see if what you're saying is right. But this has Ezech Tekin Ktzais. Ktzais explains the smash shita. You have to keep, you have to sort of make a chart in your mind or on a piece of paper of the way the shitas are going to work out. We have the Ktzais being with the Sma, and this cheshva that he gives is to answer the Sma Shita, not like the Shach. The Sivis comes along to defend the Shach. The Sivis comes along to defend the Shach, and he tainis against the Ktzais, what some of you are tainis, but he explains it as follows. Now if these words sound familiar, I hope they do. Nesivis says there are two types of chazaka. What is it in Nesivis? There are two types of chazaka. There's a cheskes haguf. Cheskes haguf, where we say from Gezeres HaKasuv that the way something was yesterday, that's the way it is today. The cheskes haguf is a birur. If Bezdin would pask in something based on a cheskes haguf, it would be considered a vadai. So it's a sakasif. The cheskes haguf is mevara something, it's a vadai. Zaken nesivis. When a person is a muzik, and we're paskening, leave something by a muzik. Why do we leave things by a muzik? Is it because of a cheskes haguf? He says, look in the Kuntres HaSfeikas. The Kuntres HaSfeikas learns that a Murzik or a Marikama doesn't win because of Cheskes HaGuf. The Kuntres HaSfeikas tak declared a shayla. But the Kuntres HaSfeikas said, a Murzik doesn't win because of Cheskes HaGuf. Because it's a Xeris HaKosim that we pass on. The Kuntres HaSfeikas said, a Murzik wins. Because Amaiti Mechadeira, all of Araya. So we don't know what to do. If you don't know what to do, you leave it where it is. Memela. When a Muzik wins, if you hold like the Kuntras HaSfekis, then the Sidus does hold like him. When a Mulzik wins, it's not a proof to anything. So saying, I don't know what to do, leave it by the Mulzik. Memela, getting back to the Kutsais. The Kutsais, what was his title? That just like Beth and Paskin, that you have to pay 20, the Paskin you put it for maybe. Right, that's his time. Just like the passing, you pay 20, you're passing a punter for maybe. In the case of the $50, and says he paid the $50 ribbons, just like Bezin Paskin, you pay 50, Bezin passing a punter from 50. So that's in the series, it's not true. The 20 that Bezin said you have to pay, let's say in the case of the Rambam and the Gaon, the 20 Bezin Paskin you have to pay, that was a psak. He said, look, you have to pay the 20, we know you agree with it. The 80 that Bezin said your partner, why did they say your partner? Why did they say? The other person claimed you grabbed 100. You claim you only grabbed 20. You have no rise. Why did Bezin say your partner? Because of a mitzvah of Haveri all over Raya. That's not a psak, Bezin. It's not a psak that your partner. But it's not a psak b'teres vaday. The 20 Bezin said you have to pay, that's a vaday dik psak. That's a psak based on a klal of the Torah. It's a klal, you have to pay. Or the same thing in the case where a person said, I paid 50, and 50 I paid ribbis. The 50 that Bezin says, that you claim you paid ribbis, Bezin says you have to pay it to the person, that's a vadei psak. Because you have no business paying ribbis. Maybe you're not even neman that you paid ribbis. That's a vadei dika psak. The other 50 that you claim you paid, why does Bezin say you paid? Because I might say, all of right. So the Siva says the Ksais is wrong. The Ksais said that every psak Bezin, just like Bezin is passing in one way, they're passing the other way. Not in this. The one way and the other way, that's not equal. When Bezin is passing one way because of a raya, and the flip way because of Maizmach of a raya, the Shach is right. The path that they pass in Vadai, they pass in Vadai. You should become a Maida Vimiktas. There's no flip side that there's a Vadai that you put on the other half. The Mela is up to receive this that he defends the Shach, and he said the Shach is right, the Psak Bezdin is good. And when the Psak Bezdin one way, if Bezdin passed in both ways, then the Psak is right. But with the Psak one way, if it's a Mechel of Evarai the other way, it's not so. It's true. But that's true. But there's nothing to do with the Mesivis' Chil. Mesivis is saying the 20 is a basis on which to pass it. Even like the Gaonim, you see, the Shach hold for Gaonim is certainly like him, and the Rambam is also like him. We'll talk about why the Rambam is also. But now we're going with the Iker Shach. In any case of the Shach, the 20-80 or the 50-50, whatever the case is, there's a chilek between a psak. The Gaonim hold that that's a psak, so it makes a made of mitzvahs. Right? The other half is not a psak. The other half is a Maizach Ve'avarai. No, I see on that, you're probably right. You see this, I didn't see that he goes into this. In our, it would seem, Nesivis is saying, Nochinami, by our Mishnah, you can learn the Maskona Chagamara that way, this has to do with what you is. In our Mishnah, you can learn the Maskona that way. At the end, Bezin's passing both ways, so it's not a way to blit us in our Mishnah. Kika Dad said, it's true, you can learn that way in Maskona by us. But it has nothing to do with all the cases the Shach is talking about. The Shach is talking about halachis, where Bezin Paskin's one way, and the other part is the Maizah Ve'avaraya. So if anything, it turns out beautiful, because the Shach could talk learn the Maskana this way. And it has nothing to do with ruining the whole Shita Sashach. So,
I understand. In the case of our Mishnah, so here we have each one has a claim on the whole halachis, and there's only one way Bezin can make the Shach. That we're coming out with is at the same time that said you don't have to do that. However, in all the other cases, the case of Rivers, the case of $20 over here, before Bezin can make a stock on the 80, they first have to make an additional stock on this one. Because there's $100 on the table. They can't go make a stock on 80, the first say $20.
It's not really true. Hamaisel Vavaraya is the way they start. They start with Hamaisel Vavaraya. You get nothing. You want to bring Raya? We'll give you something. You bring Raya 20, we'll give you 20. They start with a psak, and whoever has it keeps it, unless you bring me a Raya. Everything in Torah starts that way. Say whatever you want. When Bezda starts, the Muzik is a Muzik. The halacha is a Tevei has to talk first in Bezda. There's an assumption that the Muzik, nobody talks, the Muzik keeps it. The Tevei has to talk first. Because without a Tevei, the assumption is it goes to the other person. Not a result. As you know, the Ketzais wrote a Meshaitev Nesivis. Ketzais and Nesivis live in the same time. The Ketzais was printed first, Nesivis is printed second. Nesivis, people say Nesivis argues with every Ketzais. He only argues with every Ketzais he disagrees with, which is plenty, but most Ketzais he's asking to. But he argues a lot. So the Ketzais wrote the Meshaitev Nesivis to answer the Nesivis' time. So in the Meshaitev Nesivis, the Ketzais writes, he doesn't know what the Nesivis is talking about. What's the difference if Bezdin Paskins Yechayiv 20 or Yepata 80? My nafkamina. He says, Akol Maraya Echad Nitna. It's all the psak of the Torah. So what's the difference if it's a psak of 80 because I'm a Sefer, or a psak for different reason? He says, you don't understand. A psak is a psak. Why didn't the Ketzais understand? The reason is, and they have in here in the yeshiva a very nice printed in the Nesivis. It has all on the same page in the Nesivis, the Meshaitev in the Nesivis, and footnotes. And they say, you know why the Ketzais didn't understand the Nesivis' taina? Because the Ketzais, the whole Nesivis is built on the Kunshus HaSeikis. That a Mugzik wins, not because of Testus HaGuf, not a Pirim, a Mugzik wins, and it's a bit of a ride. The Ketzais Shita is not like the Kunshus HaSeikis. The Ketzais holds the Mugzik wins because of Testus HaGuf. It's also a Psak Bezdin. So, if you hold like the first part of the Kunshus HaSeikis, and you hold that way even by every Mugzik, that when a Mugzik wins, it's also related to the concept of Testus HaGuf. Or, rather than using the Lashon Testus HaGuf, which would give us problems in certain cases, but it's B'Torah's Vadai, that a Mugzik wins B'Torah's Vadai, which is the Shita HaKetzais. If you hold that a Mugzik wins B'Torah's Vadai, then the Ketzais L'Shitasa is right. What would the Ketzais say? That just like there's a Psak one way, there's a Psak the other way. So we tie it, what do you mean? Psak one way is Vadai, Psak the other way is just a Mitzvah Saveh Ovaraya. But the Ketzais Shita is that the Psak one way, the Psak the other way, it's Hainuach. It's all considered a Vada. So Memela, the Ketzais holds, like the Semana, that a Psak Bezdin doesn't create a Maida B'Miktas. If you hold like the second side of the Kunshus HaSeikis, that a Maida Mechaber of Araya is not a Birur, then of course the Nesivis is right, the Shach is right. That when Bezdin gives a Psak, the Psak of the Bezdin is a Vadai on one side and not a Vadai on the other side. So it works out very geschmack that everything, each Shita ends up solid according to one side of the Kunshus HaSeikis. Each one of the two Shitas works out very well. And if you make the Cheshbin in Svara, okay, we can start go back to the Kunshus HaSeikis and the other side is Misnavrim. But okay. Basically, all you have to do is sit down with your hands are sheer and just understand three steps. Three steps are you have the shach and the smack. Okay, the shach holds that you chayav b'shvuas by the b'miktas al pi bezdin, and smach holds your potter when it's al pi bezdin. Okay, and then the second step was to defend the sma. We had the Ketzais came to defend the sma, and the Nesivis came to defend the shach. And the third step is really what makes the whole thing work is that the whole Nesivis is based
on the Kuntras HaSpeikis Tzad number 2 that we spoke out. You go back to your notes, it's all based on Kuntras HaSpeikis Tzad number 2. And this is all based on Kuntras HaSpeikis number 1. Kuntras HaSpeikis Tzad number 1 said Muzik is a Vadai. That was Tzad number 1, that Muzik wins because of Vadai. Tzad number 2 was that Muzik only wins because of Hamaytia Favera Ala Harayah. Okay? So basically, the size of this machlokes, you just have to understand these three steps. And the whole machlokes all makes its way back to the question of what's the psak of a Muzik. And everything depends on one question. When Beis Din says, you're chayiv 20 and you're pata 80, what does Beis Din say? Is Beis Din paskening equally Yochayev 20, Yopata 80? If both sides are equal, then the Sma's right. If both sides are equal, so why should I swear my divine miktas? If you come to me with Beis Din, I have Beis Din on both sides. If you hold that a Muzik is only B'Tera Safik, then the whole, then the Shach is right. If Muzik is B'Tera Safik, when you have a Psak Beis Din, that's Bateris Vadai, 20 Yachayiv, 80 Yapater, so it should be Machayiv. Then certainly the Shach Svara, the Shach keeps on repeating the Svara. Loi Tehei Psak Beis Din Geruach Shnei. He's right. If Beis Din Paskin is only one side, the 20 is Chayiv, the 80 they say we don't know even where it is, so about the Shach is right in Svara, that should be a Maidim Mitzvah. With this Cheshbin, the Ktzais Nesivas basically did is to make klar the two study have achlaikis, and everything comes out beautiful. Now what comes out after you make this cheshbon, what comes out is if Lo Yetzir you would have a psak Beis Din, where Beis Din has a raya to both sides, not a mizvech ve'al haraya. Beis Din clearly says we have a raya on 50 that you're chayiv, we have a raya on 50 a potter. Not only do we have a raya, but we have enough of a reason to paskin 50 a chayiv, 50 a potter. When Beis Din taka paskins both ways, the shach is moider, it's not a moider b'mitzvah. The shach will agree. If 50 a chayiv, 50 a potter, the shach will be moider to that, no question. And the shach will say that's pshat in the Gemara and that dalit. When there's a good proof to both sides, there's no maida b'mitzas. Shach will be maida to that. The whole machloek is shach and sma is in a case where you have a psak on one side, a maida b'chavei avaraya on the other side. So is that called a maida b'mitzas? The shach says yes, because one side is a psak and one side is not. And the sma says no, both sides are a psak. This is the Payal Yaitse that comes out from understanding the Ktzais Nesivas and the way it works out there. If you look in the Nesivas, he doesn't use the name Kuntris HaSveikis. He says something like Kuntris Beslav Sefer HaKtzais. But that's the Kuntris HaSveikis is printed in the back of the Ktzais. He's referring to the Kuntras HaSveikis, which was not written by the Ktzais, I told you, written by his brother. And the Ktzais doesn't agree with the Kuntras HaSveikis in this prat. A lot of problems. So this is basically the way the whole thing cheshbon zayis, the way the whole thing works out. With Hashem, next month when we get to Dalam and Aleph, and we get to the words, Ki'echa Dika and Anzadi Laik and Anzadi Lahai, you all should know Shan the Gemara. Shandi Gemara is, it's not a Maidah Mikzas, both sides are equal. Side like the Shas, side like the Sman. If both sides are equal, there's no Maidah Mikzas. Okay, this is the way to deal with our Gemara, the way the Tzais Masigas deal with it. And again, don't wait till Thursday to chaza this, because you're going to lose it. Try to chaza in well to understand this whole cheshbon. And it's the type of thing, once you get it, it's very kishmak. It's something that you can walk in the street and just has it all in your mind. It's a very it's a beautiful hezber in the two study hamachot.
Okay, now we have to get to the second raya. This is all dealing with the raya from our Gemara. Akan, deal with the raya in our Gemara. Now, what about the raya against the Shach? What was that raya? The raya against the Shach was the Rambam Nagoyim. The raya against the Shach was from the fact that we passed on the Rambam. What was the case again? The case was someone grabbed, said in chatvi, the di chatvi, doesn't say you have to pay 20. The nitzvah, the tevea said, no, you grabbed 100. The Rambam says, you are not a moida b'miktas. In any case, Goyim said, you're a moida b'miktas. 20 you have to pay, and the 80 of potter is just a moisach ve'av haraya, you're a moida b'miktas. That's what the Goyim said. The Rambam said, no, you're not a moida b'miktas. It's a kasha on the Shach. Why did the Goyim say, and why did the Rambam say, we passed him, they're not a Maida B'Mitzvah? According to the Shitas HaShach, it should be a Maida B'Mitzvah. So the Shach himself answers it, and let's just speak out the answer and see how beautifully everything fits in. The Shach answers, what was the Shach Shita? A Psak Bezdin creates a Maida B'Mitzvah. Why don't we just explain that when the Psach Bezdin is a Vadai, Bezdin Yechayiv this Vitaris 50 Vitaris Vadai, 50 Hamitzvah Avaraya, when Bezdin Paskin Vitaris Vadai, that's a Psach that creates a Maida B'Mitzvah. That was our understanding of the Shach after this whole thing. That when a Psach on one side is a Vadai, the other side is a Safik, that creates a Maida B'Mitzvah. Zok the Shach, it's true. When Bezdin Paskin Vitaris Vadai, they have any small Raya that's making them paskin, it's true, you become a Maida B'Mitzvah. The case of the Rambam and the Ga'anim is different. Why? What does the man say? In Chatvi, I took a grab, Vididi Chatvi, but the 20 I grabbed is mine. Do we have any raya that the 20 he grabbed is not his? No. We have an Eid Echad who saw him grab. But the Eid Echad doesn't know. Maybe it was his. We have no raya against him. So why is he losing? Why does he have to pay? We have no raya against him. He's losing because really of a technicality. He's losing because there's an Eid against him. And he can't swear against the Eid. The Eid says you grabbed. He can't claim the Eid is a liar. It's true he grabbed. So mitoich she'eino yachol ishpah. Since he can't swear against the Eid Echad, Mishalim, so he's got to pay. Why does he have to pay? Not because we have any rise against his words. There's only one reason that he pays. He pays because the Eid saw him grab. He can't deny that what the Eid says. So Mimela, he's got to give the 20 back. Think for a minute. Why does he have to give the 20? What's the bottom line? Why is he giving back the 20? Why is he giving back the 20? Huh? He's really, because of Mitoich, Shayyadach from Mishalim, he gives back the 20. Why does Mitoich make that he has to give it? Maybe what he said is true, maybe it was his 20. The Teretz is, we know the other person was a Mosek in the 20. Shayyadach tells us, he had the 20. He's claiming it's my 20. So basically, he gives it back because we don't know if he's telling the truth or not. There's a rule of Mitoich that if he can't swear against the Shayyadach, you have to give it back to the Mosek. That psak is also a psak b'teres safik. By mitoich, Bezdin saying, we don't know what to do. We don't know, you say it's yours. We don't know if it's yours or not. You can't, then you can't shlug up the Eid Echad. That's mitoich. That's your answer to Mishalim. Since you can't shlug him up, you have to put the money back where it was. Now you put the money back where it was, you claim it's yours, you lose because the mosik wins. Mitoich is not a psak b'teres vadai. Mitoich itself is a psak b'teres safik. Because we don't know, maybe your time is endless. You have no rights against your time. In a case where you lose because of mitoich, you have to give it back, except the shach, you're losing b'teres safik. That psak bezdin, amoida, does not make you a moida b'mitzvah. That's what the Rambam course said. A different psak bezdin, when bezdin passes, you have to pay because of a raya they have. Or because you say you paid ribbis, you know you're not allowed to pay ribbis. You have Bezdin has a good solid reason. That's Mechayev Eishuus Maidib Mikvas. But here it's not Mechayev, since the only reason you have to pay is because of Metayech. Therefore, a Shvuach, which comes to Teres Metayech, is not enough to make a Psak Bezdin Meteres Vadai. The Meila, finished. The whole Shach is Gebait, that on one side it's Psak Meteres Vadai, the other side is Teres Safi. In the Rambam Gaidim's case, even that side is Meteres Safi, because of Metayech. The Meila, the whole. There's no chiyuv of Maidib. Tanatun is Meteres Vadai. It's something that we could clear. I'd rather clear it on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, especially because Dik is like Tosfos. So I can always fall back and explain they're going like Tosfos. See, what really we can do, this, what I wrote on the board, can be extended quite a bit. Things are totally in Shach and Sinai. And maybe into what you're saying, but it confuses to say maybes. Well, I'd like to extend it just to what seems certain. Okay? What I wrote on the board seems to be Vadai Shach and Shach and Sinai. Certainly the way it says to see this one. There seems to be another step to this whole thing. And that is, this which I just spoke out, that the Shach holds Metoich is a Psak B'Torah Safik. That is the Ferish and Shach. The Shach says that when we pass the Metoich, it's only a Psak B'Torah Safik, and therefore it doesn't start, it doesn't invoke this whole Psak Bezdin Maida B'Mikvas. So really, there's like a fourth step here, the Shita Sashach. The Shach, for a totally different reason, to answer up the raya from the Rambam, the Rishat Shita is that the Tayyip is a Psak, the Torah Sotik. That the idea of the Tayyip is a Psak, the Torah Sotik. That's certainly Shita Sashat. Now we don't know what the Sma held. The Sma didn't tell us what he held in this Shaila. But I want to remind you. What? Oh, it has to be as much of a vadai as Muslim. That you're right. That's true. But what I want to do is plug in something else we discussed. And that's the following nekuda. I mentioned to you that Mitesh and Yaqub Shabishba Mishalim. There are two ways to understand. There's one which I think we call the Kilos Yaakov calls it the yeshiva, the terror that's you do in the yeshivas, right? It was that an eid echad or maida b'miktsas is really mechayiv mamin. Just if you swear, you get out of it. So the Kilos Yaakov mentioned just such a svara that you can learn mitayich. That really, you have to pay. You swear, you get out of it. What I told you is that from the Rishayim, it's not mashma that way. It's mashma that metayich is pshat, you have to swear. Eid echad, this is you to swear. You don't swear, now we have two things against you. We have eid echad against you, plus the fact that it's something suspicious. Why can't you defend yourself with a shmur? The two things together are b'chayiv yumam. So we cleared if mitayich works, how it works. Does it work the first way, which is really a b'teres vadai? It means that an eid echad is b'chayiv you, period. You have a way out with a shvur. Kol zman you don't swear. Kol makiv shemina tayir eid echad harikan shenayim. It's vadai. The second way to learn was it's not. The mitayich is not a teres vadai at all. The shach certainly he doesn't learn the first way. He doesn't learn that an eid echad of eidim b'miktas is b'chayiv k'shtei eidim. If you swear, you get off of it. If that was true, it seems to me that mitayich would be a teres vadai, the first way to learn. If you learn the second way, it's a klar. But that first way to learn that mitayich is a teres vadai, that be'etzem yichayim mamim, kivu yesh kan shnei eidim, But if you swear, you can cancel it out. That doesn't stim with the shach. If you hold that's true, you can only hold this true in the smah. Now, I don't know if the smah held that way. It could be the smah held, it's not going to fit either way. Because the smah, even if you say the raya from the Rambam is not a raya, it's still not shver on the smah. So the smah can learn either way. The shach can't. Which means that that kler, which we had in Matthias, is vaita totally in the shach. It's sort of another step that's totally in the shach. And at least the shach himself could not learn like that side that Matthias is a Torah side. How the smah learned, I don't know. Now we're going to spend more time on Hilchos Shvuah and on Matthias, and we'll have to see, hopefully, the shach sheet will shtib. If in 2 months from now, we bump into a shach that learns Matoich, Matoich Vadai, I expect you all to jump up and say that it's wrong. Maybe this will still be on the board and you'll be able to remember it. But you should know, the shach cannot learn Matoich as Matoich Vadai. It's not someone else answering the shach, it's the shach himself answering the raya. The shach has to learn Matoich as Matoich Vadai. This nekuda certainly has to remain. Okay. What? Because the lashon of Komokim Shemina Torah Lecha Harikan Shnayim, if that lashon, which is the lashon that the Stipler brings, if the first way works with that, Harikan Shnayim means it's Torah Zadah, means it's solid raya unless you swear against it. If you accept it the way it's brought down, then it's a Torah Zadah. Okay, this is, we're going to stop for now with this. There's one more addition that could be added to this. And that is the Rashba who argues on the whole sugya. When we started the sugya, we only had two shiurim on the sugya, Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday is the Shachar. So now Wednesday was the Rashba and the Anuki Yosef. The whole Rashba, what was the Rashba's problem? It was learning pshat, pashup pshat. But I say only 50, and you say only nothing, and two Adam say yo 50. His problem was English born Akfir Shiva Kakois. He had a kasha from English born Akfir Shiva Kakois. That was his what he plugged into the sugya. What was the time? Think about it. Think about the case. I say you owe me $100. You say you owe me nothing. The regular kai for our kai. Two Adim totally believe. They say, we know he owes 50. The other 50 we don't know. So now, l'chay rabbi might have been mitzas. So we said, 1 minute. Ein nishpa na kfir shibba karkois. This is the entire over kata. That's what the Rashba said. We said, what do you mean it's the entire of the karka? It's the entire of the Taltalim too. He said, I don't owe you 50 cash, I don't owe you 50 karka. It's the entire of everything. That misses, it's the entire not only of the karka. Still, the Psak Bezdin is a Psak on karka. The Psak Bezdin is Taka Psak on karka. Depending on how. Now, the Eidim are talking about karka. Eidim are talking about karka. They're saying 50 oh, and 50 we don't know. If you look at it, the way the Shach looked at it, as a psak bezdin on karka, then we hear the Rashba's taina. We can still answer up the taina. But the Rashba's taina is a lot easier to understand if you learn that shtei Eidim, psak bezdin, go together. So here's taina, it's shivakarkais. So we said, what's the Rashba talking about? Shibakar Kais. It's not only Shibakar Kais, it's Mammon also. It's other things. Who says, are you only Shibakar Kais? But if you look at it, that the Psak Bezdin is the Machayev, the way the Shach would hold, it fits, it would answer up to Rashba. If you hold Psak Bezdin is Machayev, there is a Psak Bezdin on Karka here. So it may well be that the Rashba Vaita stims with the Shach, and doesn't mean the other sheet that doesn't stem with the shach, but there's a havana in the Rashba with the shach. Akoponim Esheiya. This is the Machlokes Sfan Shach, which is really the Iker Shtiklos Torah here on Tani Reb Chiya. I should mention, those of you who are married, Rapam was Nayik by Taras Nadarim. There's a halacha that even though you can't be Matan Nedrai De Shliach, Shlichus doesn't help. But the din of Ishtai Tegufay applies that a husband could be Matar Nidrei Ishtai. Could this is Kedesh Bezdin, could be a Shleach Kedesh Bezdin. He was Nayig by Taras Nadarim always to be Matar Nedrei for his wife as well. That means after he said the whole parasha, Bezdin said Mutalach, he didn't repeat it again, he just said that I'm a Shleach for my wife for everything that I just said. So yes, that's Taras Nadarim. And then the Bezdin repeated three times, said a Mutalach, they said Mutalach. And it's a minute those who are in the parasha to do it. Everybody else, I hope next Rosh Hashanah will be in the parasha to do it. So hope to see you tomorrow.